Okay, I'm Soumitra. So in the last meeting, we sort of talked about this this issue of having looking at both the ISP point of view as well as the peer's performance point of view. And this protocol tries to build a query response that's sort of flexible enough to handle both those kinds of auto information in the system. So I'll just go through the goals quickly since Richard talked about it more in more detail. So essentially, we are trying to provide applications with information to perform better than random peer selection, and we want to do it in a way that you can do it in different contexts. So it could be for picking a peer for content download, for neighbor selection, picking a super peer, mirror, etc., what have you. And the information needed to assist the peer selection using Alto in these different contexts is likely to be different. You could have bandwidth, network coordinates, services offered, network impact, that's what we've been looking at mostly right now, and other such metrics. But the common framework for such information exchanges are pretty feasible. Next slide. Okay. So the entities in the Alto system that we are sort of assuming are, you have the Alto service providers, which could be obviously network operators. You can have third party communities that are sort of measuring the network and providing you Alto information. The Alto clients could be a variety of different devices that participate in the peer-to-peer network. And there can also be Alto aggregators that can do Alto queries on behalf of clients and sort of aggregate some of this information. Next slide. So the assumption right now for the base for this protocol is that it essentially operates over a single given interface at a time. And so if there's a, multi-homed host, you have a Wi-Fi and you have an internet wired interface, you would do Alto discovery and queries separately for the two interfaces, and it's up to the application as to how to combine those pieces of peer selection information that you might get. So the main things that we are sort of talking about in this protocol is discovering an Alto server, getting some configuration as to what the Alto server supports, then getting querying the Alto server and getting a response from the Alto server. So in terms of discovery, I'm going to leave it up to the other draft that looked at it more carefully, but what we sort of put here is basically you could have two mechanisms. One is DNS SRB query to determine the address based on some Alto server name, or if you have an overlay on which you want to run an Alto service, you could do some kind of discovery to figure out where the Alto server is residing. And this could be similar to what's being done for the turn service in reload in the P2P SIP working group. Next slide. So once you determine an Alto server using one of these two methods or something else that we might come up with later, you essentially get an Alto configuration document from the Alto server. And the reason for this is because different Alto services might support different kinds of Alto information. So some of them might look just at peer instance, maybe that's an ISP-based Alto service. Other people, for example, let's say you have an iPlane-like Alto service, which is measuring the internet and trying to maintain some metrics about different points in the internet space, then they could support some different values like latency, peer distance, bandwidth, et cetera. So the configuration sort of tells you what metrics are supported and what the client should do given for this specific Alto service. Next slide. So some of the open issues here are, you know, which metrics should be standardized and what units should be used for these, and these should be definitely extensible because we probably don't know what all the interesting metrics are. And one of the sort of to-dos here is to look at what, at least in the context of an overlay Alto service, what is being done for the P2P SIP working group in terms of the different metrics that they use in diagnostics and how those will be supported in a overlay-based Alto service. Next. So this is a very basic slide showing that, you know, this is a message format. We have a common header. We have some message contents. And the common header is extensible with options. Go to the next slide. The message content, there's basically four kinds of messages. There's a location context query, a location context response, a guidance query, and a guidance response. I'll go to those specifically now. So the first thing a client does is to do a location query and a location response. And the main reason for this is for a given Alto service, what it wants to assign you as an identifier to further look up peer selection may be different. So if I go with P4P or something like that, I might have a PID that's returned to me. If I want an overlay, I might have a node ID that's returned to me. And some other people might have different levels of aggregation or different levels of identification for each client that's making a location context query. And so what essentially this does is you make a location query with a specific precision as to how much aggregation level you want, and you, in response, you get back a host location attribute value. And that's dependent on what the alter service wants to do. And that's what you'll use in future queries. Next slide. And this is sort of small font, so I'll urge you to read the draft, but this is sort of the host location attribute is something that's sort of is being discussed right now. So right now what we've defined here is an IPv4 address, a V6 address, an overlay node address, or an ISP partition address. So depending on what the alter service is trying to do and at what granularity, you could return different levels of location context for a given client. Next slide. Once you have an HLA, which is basically what your location is in the topology based on whatever the alter service is trying to do, you can then use this to perform an actual guidance query. So a guidance query, so let's look at the structure of the guidance query. Ignoring the object ID for now, if you look at the remaining pieces here, you basically have the source HLA, which could be whatever the alter service wants it to be. You have a precision in terms of, you know, how much work do you want, the alter service to do in trying to find a peer selection for you. And you have a set of metrics, which are basically three sets of values, a metric name, an operator, and a value. And then you have a list of destinations, which are also host location attributes. So essentially what you're saying is, give me a peer selection for this set of host location attributes with these constraints. So the constraints could be PID less than, PID is greater than something, or latency is less than 50 milliseconds, and these constraints can be processed in whichever order that you want. So you could give a guidance query saying that, give me all HLAs back that are less than 50 milliseconds, but also good for the ISP. That's an example. So the next one. Again, this is small font, but the main points here are, the main point I wanted to talk about here is, apart from just the metrics and the HLA destination locations, one thing we were thinking of is an object ID. So if you really want to include things like caches or other entities in the system, when you actually do a query to the alter server, it might actually know about more locations or more HLAs that know about this content that you yourself do. So it could potentially add extra, given an object ID, it could figure out, you know, this cache probably has this, or I know that these peers have this, so I can return you more HLAs in response than what you actually asked for in a peer selection. So the granularity of this object ID is something we need to discuss. If you're doing streaming, when do you do it at the chunk level, or are you going to do it at the object level, or not, or whether this is even required. So that's one of the things that we would like to have discussion on later on. I think that's what I sort of talked about. So the response essentially contains a list of metrics. For each HLA that you requested, it's going to give you a list of annotated metrics. So this is something like numericals. It can tell you, you know, this HLA has this latency and this PID, and this HLA has this latency and this PID, and so on and so forth. And based on this, the application is free to make a decision as to which way it wants to schedule these together. It could, for example, try to first optimize its own performance, and at the later stage, try to take care of the ISP performance. But this again is left up to the application. Next slide, please. And of course, this is the typical error response. So when you perform a query to an alter service, you could have responses that the HLA is not found. You could have the alter service is overloaded. Some of the option may not be found. There could be cases where the metric is not found because you requested something that was not supported by the alter server. And you could have an error of no matches where no HLAs sort of match the different constraints that you specified in your query. So as an example use, we can think of that, you know, you have a client and they first get the configuration document. They know that the alter service supports latency. It supports partition IDs or ISP costs. So you can do a query giving the first constraint as latency less than 50 milliseconds and the second query as peak distance, NA, in which case it's not asking for a specific value but just wants a ranking based on peak distance. And this query can be sent out and response received, which will contain all the peers ranked in terms of the latency, followed by the peak distance. And a node can then make a choice as to what they want to do. So I think, yeah, in terms of, there's a lot of synergy in this proposal with respect to what Richard has proposed. I think there's some differences which I think we can definitely discuss and try to work with.
Any questions and clarifications for So the